Hello everyone, I'm Jacob Logan, your inspirational guru, and once again I'm bringing to you today another segment on living life. This segment today is very, very important. This is the core foundation of your change. This segment is called Living Life, A New Outlook on Self. Very, very important. It's so very important that this segment right here is going to take all the negativity, all the bad habits, the old ideas, the ill feelings, the negativity, just everything that has held you down like a big old weight, just holding you back from being all that you can be. Because remember, you are an awesome person. You're a great person. You can do wonderful, beautiful, great, healthy, productive, inspirational things. You can achieve whatever you want. But without this segment here, you'll still be right there at point zero. But let me share this with you. We've already broke the ice in the first segment, Living Life, understanding what it is, breaking the ice about who we are, what we are. I shared some things with you about my life and so forth and how it changed my life and how my wife, right, helped me to change and people around me helped me to change. But it broke upon this segment right here where I really had to do some core work. And this core work was called a self-assessment. So let us get started. The vision is living life, as we already know. Remember, the vision is living life. The plan is letting go of your bad habits while developing new ideas, thoughts, and feelings to your new foundation of core values, positive thinking, along with a new sense of feeling towards you. Remember, this right here are the fundamentals of you changing your whole outlook, your whole sense of being, your whole way of thinking and doing things and feeling about yourself and interacting with others. It starts with what? The vision. Then you got the plan. Then you got the action. And then you got the success. So are you ready? Let's continue on. Take a moment and breathe in and out. Are you ready to take action? This step requires you to look honestly within yourself and identifying your faults, bad habits, etc. For example, using foul language excessively, being rude and inconsiderate, being lazy in life's duties, or not being supportive to your family. Ask other people for their honest opinion about you. And that's really important, asking other people about their opinion about you. Because let me share this with you. It's really easy to look outside of self, but it sure is hard to look within self. But you can do it though. You just gotta sit down and take that pen and take that paper and sit down at the table, right? And just be honest with yourself. No matter how hard it is, be honest, let it go, own it, live it, feel it, own it. This is the only way that you're going to become healthy, productive, and just absolutely wonderful and awesome. So, like I was saying to you, as people, we develop a lot of funk throughout the years. Some of that funk, right, was being inherited from our parents' teachings. Some of that funk was what we seen others do and what we thought was right. And then we added our own twist to it and thought it was cool. And then we adapted and it became a way of life. But see, a lot of that funk, man, right, held us back. And just think. How many times you've done something or may have said something or just not been satisfying to yourself, right? and just, you know, you just felt empty. Well, you don't no longer have to feel empty. You no longer have to feel empty. Remember this. Because see, what you're going to do is, you're going to sit down and you're going to do a self-assessment on those core bad habits, ideas, funky thinking, stinking thinking. Hey, look here. Your character defects are going to become good characteristics. Good characteristics. It's going to take some time. Now, it's time to get those positive changes. You see what I'm saying? Okay? Because see, once you've accepted the process of your bad behaviors, your negative thinking, and so forth, it's going to be emotional. Okay? But remember, you got to allow this process. Process of acceptance and accountability of what you were. Remember, that's what you were. This is the turning point to a new outlook on self, because see, you're no longer going to be that person anymore. Because you know why? Now it's time to get those positive changes in your self-assessment. Growth and development is another step that will require you to look honestly within yourself and identifying your good characteristics, along with reestablishing your core values and ethics. Remember this. You have the ability, the potential to be awesome. Why? Why? It's simple as this. Because you have the ability to make choices. That's right. You have the ability to make choices, folks. Everybody out there that's listening to this has the ability to make choices, to make change, to make better than what you were, what you are, and what you will become. You want to be a superstar? Hey, do the self-assessment. Let go of the old funk, that old crappy bad habits that was ailing you, holding you back. Dismiss it. You've dealt with it. You've accepted it. Now you know. Now you sit down and now you think about all the good things about yourself. Because see, remember, right? You weren't created to be a bad person, a negative person. You were created to be an absolutely positive, wonderful, potentialist person that can achieve whatever they choose to. It's within your grasp. The sky's the limit. And you hold that. You hold that power to make the difference. You hold that power to make not only a difference in your life, but to make a difference in somebody else's life. Because see, remember folks, we live in strange, uncanny, uncertain times of people, man, in despair, negativity. It's time to heal and mend, to bring forth, to bring together. The only way we're going to do that is through a positive reinforcement. And the only way that you're going to do that is through positive affirmations through self. You see, let me share this with you. As I said in my first episode, Living Life, remember, every morning when you get up and you go to the bathroom and you do whatever you got to do, don't you forget to look in that mirror and tell yourself, hey, I'm a good person, and today is going to be a good day, and I'm not going to allow anyone to pee on my parade, because if there's going to be any peeing, I'm going to pee on myself, and I choose not to be pissy today. So let's have a good day. Real stuff, real talk. This is real. This is your life. Now, you can either stay where you are and be satisfied, which I'm quite sure you're probably not. Because if you're listening to this, right, it means because you want something more out of life than what you already got. But this is your opportunity to get up and get it going. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do what you can do for today. So, as I was saying to you, understand this, and I want you to seriously understand what I'm saying. This whole process of change will take work and consistency every day from the time you wake to when you go to sleep. Understand this. Your self-assessment is about you. You understand that? It is about you being true to yourself. It's not intended to please or be what others want. You understand that? Your self-assessment is about you and only you. Do not do the assessment and try to make the assessment pleasing to others to get their acceptance. You're already accepted. What you want to do is you want to change that negative to a positive. The only way that you're going to do this is you've got to do this for you, for nobody else. You've got to do it for you. It's got to be within your heart. When it's in your heart, then it will be in your mind. Remember that. The nature of man will not change until the nature of his heart is willing to accept what was and become what is. I want you to understand this. Be you and love and like yourself. Get to know who you are. Like I've said before, introduce yourself to yourself. Become your own best friend. Love yourself, like yourself. Be comfortable in your skin. And be what you want to be. Don't be what someone else wants you to be. Be what you need to be. You have the abilities. You have the potentials. Don't shortchange yourself. Don't beat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Treat yourself right to what you deserve. Remember, at the end of the day, you are the boss. You got to sign your own check. If you can do these requirements and add your own sense of awareness, then you are on your way to living life. I guarantee you. Take what I'm giving you and build on it. Because let me tell you something. You already know. This isn't something new. It's not like this is the first time you've heard of this. I'm just reaffirming what already has come to be, what has already been ingrained. What is already, man, the real, the truth, the facts, not myth, the facts. The facts is, if you want what you want out of life, then you got to make the sacrifices. If something's been holding you back, no matter how big or how small it may be, let it go. If you're having problems in your relationship, right, but the rest of your life is doing great, then hey, sit down and communicate. Understand where you are and what you're not providing. Become more compassionate, more observant, more attentive. Don't always look for something. Give something. Pay it forward. Don't always try to be the Mr. Fix-It, the Mr. Have All the Answers. Sometimes just being a listener is all that's needed. Just that care, that concern. love, love, kindness, friendship, positive attitude, clear communication, be neutral, don't be always so opinionated, let go, unwind. It's not always good to be so uptight, wound up. As they say, pressure bust pipes. Let it go. Most of all, don't be afraid of making mistakes. Just learn from them. Your success depends on how much you want to spend on a new outlook on self. Hey, I want y'all to understand this. Your success depends on how much you want this. How much you want to spend on a new outlook on self. It's all about you putting in the work. It's just like a savings account. The more you put in, the more you get out. The less you put in, the less you get. So if I was you, hey, man, go platinum. Go all the way. Do something that you haven't done. As much time as you spent on being the old you, try spending just that much time on being the new you. Make that change. Folks, I want to say good luck to you and your new foundation of a new outlook on self. Share and encourage others to do the same, please. Be kind and be nice to one another. Please and thank you. Until we meet again for the next episode, take care of yourselves. And remember, you are a great person that has unlimited potential to do whatever you want to do, to be whatever you want to be. You have the abilities, man, of being a great influence on the people that you're around that need you. You are needed. You are loved. You're not alone.